I want to help you, although I may not always seem to. That's mainly because my clients keep on surprising me with what absurd mistakes they can make.
All right, so I'll let the cat out of the bag. The friend insisted that we don't conclude any big agreement about our joint venture or gradual instalments, but that I sign a contract with him for those 100,000 euros.
For heaven's sake, man, you should go have a look at a children's playground someday.
Why?
Well, you would see even the smallest children can fight for their toy shovel and a small heap of sand, and you give out so cheaply to an outsider a share of your company that is worth 4 times the amount he paid.
I know, and I feel ashamed. We were in a miserable situation, so I became attached to the hope that good times were on the horizon after several bad years.
And did the good times arrive?
No, it's even worse.
That's what I thought.
That friend, now a former friend, presented me with the contract 2 weeks ago and asked me to pay it, saying it's past the 1-year maturity date.
What reasons did he give you? You had some agreements, didn't you?
He said he was encountering some problems too, and that our joint venture didn't work out as he had originally imagined it would, so he didn't want to invest any longer and asked for his money back. To help me out, he offered to not claim any interest.
Does your family know about it?
Not the whole story. I kept part of it to myself. I know I really botched things up.
Is it clear to you that you have to tell them?
Yes, it is. But I feel even more ashamed telling them than telling you. It was so stupid of me to gamble that much with our family tradition.
What did you actually do with the 100,000 euros you got a year ago? I hope you didn't spend it.
Unfortunately, I did. I was so naive and gullible that I only considered it an advance payment, and I wanted to give my daughter a present for her graduation and also to thank her that she didn't move to another country, but rather stayed at home and helped me in the company.
What did you buy her?
A quite expensive car. And when I was in that car showroom, I picked one for my wife as well. And, well, we spent the rest on a wonderful holiday. My girls deserve that after all these years.
Oh, man. If it were necessary to have a...